Here's the deal. An app that will translate what your cat is actually saying. Meow Talk listens to the sounds of your cat and translates it into people. People speak. How do you know it really works, though? We will find out because we've got the developer on the phone with us. Javier!
Hello.
How's it going?
Hi. Pretty good. Hi, Greg. Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Good now, morning to you.
You developed this thing to try... How do you know that what a cat is saying? How can you... I know you...
I thought you just only had to be insane in order to think you knew what your cat was saying. And I have four cats.
Now with this, with this app, it gives you a chance to really get an insight into what your cats are saying. Yeah, we know because the data and the science have been there for decades that cats can develop a vocabulary, but more importantly, they have the same sounds for the same sort of intents.
Okay.
So, for example, if you run into someone and they kind of bump up against something and hurt themselves, they'd go, ow.
Yeah.
Well, cats have a similar word for that, sound for that, and it's common for all the cats.
And you, how many cats do you have?
I have three that I know of right now.
Okay.
That you know of.
And
what's your favorite cat's name, your oldest cat? What's its name?
Oh, my oldest, well, no, that one's not my favorite cat.
Okay.
Her name is Candy. The kids named that one.
Yeah.
My favorite one is my kitten, and her name is Mittens, and she's perfect.
How do you know her name is Mittens? Have you asked?
Yeah, I've asked her. She doesn't give me a response, but I'm just going to go with it.
Okay.
She responds to it.
Let's, as you're figuring this out, and I mean, I'm sure it comes from a love of cats and our desire to understand what they're saying because they are pretty interesting. Dogs are pretty straightforward, but cats, you never know. Is their vocabulary extensive, or is this just more or less a sort of a guide as to what their mood is, not necessarily what their language is?
Yeah, so out of the box, yes, it's a guide towards what their mood is because out of the box, the app can't detect the specific words. It just knows the general intentions on the meows, and we can detect 9 of those. There's more than 9, but we get you the 9 most important. Think of, like, I'm calling for mother, I'm in pain, and I'm sleeping and whatnot.
Sure.
The specific words, you can train the app on your cat's specific words. We need a few examples of that. You give us that. 24 hours later, the app will update, and you'll be able to detect those specific words.
Okay.
Not all cats have an extensive vocabulary. Some cats are chatty, some are not. If your cat is chatty, it's probably going to know quite a few words.
Yeah.
If it doesn't talk a lot, might not know any.
How come it only?
That'll just depend on the cat.
How come it only develops a vocabulary at around midnight? What's going on there?
That's when they're most active, and that's when they really want to piss you off.
They
want to wake you up and ask for stuff. They're smart. They know. They know when it's most annoying. And they figured it out.
And they don't seem our oldest cat doesn't seem annoyed, but it just does like what it's doing, and it just has no problem with it. If I could truly know what it was saying, I know it's not saying "let me outside." I know it hates something, but I don't know what the rest of it is. I hate. That's all I got. So. Basically, it's a similar technology the way a smart speaker works, right?
Because you worked at Amazon. High level. Yeah, I did. I was at Alexa for a little while, and then I was at AWS before that. But the technology is at a high, high level. Yes, there's some similarities, and all voice recognition technologies use sort of the same techniques. We applied that here.
Okay,
but the rest of it is completely different. There's really no overlap between the two, other than how the problem is generally approached. There's no overlap.
Okay.
Now, I come home from work usually, and my wife says, "How was your day?" And as soon as I start to tell her about it, that's when she tunes out and starts doing something else. But today, when I go home, I'm going to say, "Yeah, I talked to the guy who invented the app that lets you understand what your cat is saying." She's immediately going to ask me what the app is, how to get it, and how she can start using it. Is it pretty self-explanatory? Because I don't want to have to go through.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. No, it's pretty easy. Just Google it. I'm sorry. Just go to one of the either the Play Store or the App Store.
Sure.
Type in Meow Talk and you'll find it. It'll be the top of the list.
Meow Talk.
It's like, yeah, it one word or two words, it'll pop up at the top of the list. And it's easy to use. Yeah, you just start it up. You don't even need to create an account. Although that's better if you do.
Well,
if you
have
multiple people.
Yes.
Yeah, if multiple people are using it, then you have the same cats across all your phones as opposed to just being one.
No.
Yeah, and then you just press to detect, and then it'll just start listening for the meows.
Javier, what was it like when you pitched this idea to your boss? Seriously, yeah, that's cool. Well, you can order a cab with his, but mine, listen to this. It's called Meow Talk, and what we're going to do is... No, hear me out, Was it something like that in the meeting?
It was, what are some good ideas for internal projects? I had some. This one was a really good one. I knew it was.
Okay.
And we went for it. So Actalon, the tech company I work at, we have a spirit of entrepreneurship and discovering new technologies. So this wasn't a stretch for us. It was actually right in our wheelhouse for what we do.
Okay.
And did you work on a team that had other cat people on it? Because you know how it divides up in the office. There's cat people and there's dog people. The dog people got to be looking at you like, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's even a crazier group in there, and that's the cat dog people. Those are the super crazy people. And I'm one of those people. I've got cats and dogs.
Now, if you come up with an app that will allow a dog to understand what a cat's saying, I think...
Yeah, I know. I get that one a lot, and I wish we could do something there, but the science just isn't there. The dogs can bark, but there isn't enough variability in their barks to make something very extensive out of it. So, yeah, it's just the science isn't there. I mean, I'd probably be a billionaire if I could figure that one out.
So,
but no, it's just not there.
So you clearly are using this voice recognition technology that has been, being perfected and honed for generations, really. And and so can the animals, this is a weird question, and I don't even know if you have the answer, can they understand humans without this technology?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, this is mainly so that there's a lot of evidence, especially with dogs. Anyone who owns a dog knows they understand what you're saying, and they can read your mood and your facial and your body language. Cats, I believe, can too, although they think they ignore us. They don't need this kind of tech to understand us.
No, they don't care.
Vice versa. Yeah, they don't. Well, cats just don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, dogs, okay. Dogs understand everything you say, but they can't talk, or at least not clearly.
Yeah.
Cats are the opposite. They don't care what you say, but they can definitely tell you what they want you to do.
So with dogs, you either have a whine or a bark or a whimper, and that's about it. And with cats...
you're right.
So what is the big difference between dogs and cats? Like they sustain...
They can make very specific sounds, almost just like our words that we're using now.
Yeah.
They can be very specific in their meows. And you can YouTube this as well. There's cats that are saying things that are almost exactly a human word.
Wait a minute. There's a video of a cat talking on YouTube? Give me a pen.
We're learning new stuff here today, Javier.
It'll blow your mind when you see that. But that'll prove to you that there are cats out there that can pretty much parrot some basic English words.
Yeah.
So they have the range and they have the capabilities. It's not going to be 100%.
Right.
But we'll never want that. We'll never want a cat to speak English.
No.
It'll just sound too weird. Let them speak their meows.
Yeah.
We'll have something in between. The vision for this has always been a collar. Like when I got the idea for this 2 years ago, listening to an NPR special on the secret language of cats, I was like, wow, we have the technology for this. And I've known for 10 years that the data and the science for this was there. Why? We need to build a collar that translates what the cats are saying into spoken English. So the vision has always been cat walks into the room, has one of these collars on it, meows, and you hear a human voice.
Wow. Like,
that's when it's amazing. And then if they're not in the house, you get an alert on your phone. Let me in. Not the cat's meowing. It's a specific word. Let me in. And you got like 5 seconds to get down there because you know that cat's going to be pissed off.
So now I see where this is leading. Now we got to get cat wearable devices. Just like a watch, a Fitbit, but for cats.
Now, how do I know, Javier, that with this app, I'm not at work, my cat starts talking, then the next thing I know is I got an order from Amazon for a bunch of cat food and catnip toys that got ordered by my Alexa because my cat is using its language to order stuff. Who the hell is settings on this?
I don't know how you found out about that, but please don't tell anyone.
What the hell are you trying to pull?
So what's...
Well, I'm thinking about it. I don't know.
So what is something that would surprise, given what you know about the Alexa and all of that, what is something that would surprise us about that technology and that device that most people don't know?
I think most people who are really close to their cats know that cats have a vocabulary and they can tell you what they want. So there's a community of people out there, cat lovers and enthusiasts. They've already known this. This app may not offer a whole lot to them because they already know their cat's vocabulary.
Right.
For most people, they don't. And most people don't have the ear for this. For them, all the meows are the same and they don't really know what their cat wants except maybe food and go out. So this can help people really understand what their cats are saying and explore the vocabulary, especially if their cat's in trouble. Like if it's meowing a lot, that it's in pain, that may not be normal. Someone may want to look into that.
Right. Well, I obviously am not paying close enough attention to my cat. I just hear it, shush up. Right. It's, you know, but no. But with the technology, how far can this go? So what I meant was, what is something that would surprise most people to know about a smart speaker or that technology that's built into it? Aside from the app, I'm just talking about an Alexa in general.
Yeah. That it only understands human speech right now. So it couldn't understand something other than that. These smart speakers are only listening for human spoken syllables. That's what it's trained for, and it doesn't hear anything else. So people think maybe it can do everything. No, it really can't. Very specific dialects of very specific languages. So it's limited in that aspect.
But if that technology, what it learned from your cat, somehow it incorporated into the smart speaker, what Dwyer said might happen. You know what I mean?
If it could be, that would be interesting. Yeah, if it was, then it could start picking up and listening to those as well.
I suppose in your line of work, that possibility just is just there because it's limitless. I mean, whatever you're currently working on, the limitations that you currently are hindered by are really your own, because you'll eventually in this line of work, you'll eventually figure out the code which will allow anything to understand anything.
Can you tell we're freaked out by the social dilemma and we've watched it and now we're going, I don't know. I don't want my cats running the world too.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to have like a universal animal translator.
Right.
The science is there. I mean, body language and vocalization, you use those in conjunction to know to tell what an animal's trying to communicate to you and people around it. A phone could turn into a translator if we have enough data and we can build the models to detect it. It's not science fiction. It's just who's going to put time into doing it and how accurate would it be? That would be the biggest thing.
Well, and wouldn't it be, now I'm way out here. Okay. So if I'm totally out of my lane.
I'm out there with you.
So if you have an ability to understand your cat will learn that, correct? Can your cat learn to manipulate you and lie? Because if there's an animal that's capable of lying, it's going to be a cat, right?
I haven't seen evidence of a cat lying to someone, like a malicious cat just wanting to play tricks on people around it. But we can prove it now. We can say, nope, I'm playing back the meow you did last night. And you said you were hungry.
Yeah.
So, I got out of bed.
So
I fed you.
I come home from work. There's a broken vase on the kitchen floor. My cat, with your collar, is saying, dog did it.
Yep.
Yep. Then you can use that evidence again.
No. You're freaking me out, Javier. You're freaking me out, man. I'm not prepared.
I want to set expectations, though. You'll never have like a conversation with your cat. It'll just be like the one word it knows, and maybe that word could be translated into a short sentence. But really, we're not seeing evidence that they have like a dialogue with people. or that they can say these full sentences and tell you about their day, about how they chased a mouse and saw the cats in the neighborhood. No, I don't think we'll get there.
No, be careful. We'll get closer. You don't want that quote to come back to be like that guy. No one will need a computer in their home. You don't want to be that guy, right? Because
I guess I might be that guy. That is a good problem to have.
Yeah,
if I have that problem, then I'm in a good spot.
Wow, I am freaked out, bowled over, and impressed, and I can't wait to see if it works.
Here's a real specific question. When I had to feed my wet food for the cat, and I thought about, how do I know? I hate fish. Man, you seem to eat it no matter what I put down there. Will they be able to say, you know what? What happened to the little friskies, the good stuff? You know that your wife buys. This is crap. This is made with a lot of byproducts, man. Will they be able to discern, like, tell you which food they like and don't like? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, they can. Yes, that is true. Though I think every cat's going to develop its own communication. That's the hard part about this. So the smart speakers out there, like the Alexas, the Cortanas, and the Siris, they're solving an easy problem, super easy problem that a five-year-old could solve. They are solving the problem of understanding human speech and language, which only costs $10. You can buy two books on that, and you've got the problem solved. We're solving at Aquilon with this app and this technology an incredibly hard problem. We don't know what the vocabulary is of each cat, and each cat has its own unique vocabulary that it develops with its owner, and maybe some cats around it if it lives in a house with other cats. So it's a hard problem, and this tool that we have is the only thing out there, really, that can help you here. It can help you explore that vocabulary. So I would capture some of those meows to see if they're different than the others, and use it to get visibility into what your cat is saying. And then you might find that it has a word for "this sucks."
I know mine does. Yes. Right now it's all.
Well, and that's why I think a conversation is not far in the future. If the cat can tell you a preference, and telling you the preference changes the human's behavior, I think that I'm scared.
A slippery slope, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you really want to know what they're saying?
Not especially. And my wife has so much raw data, because all she does is record the cats when they're doing their weird sing-songy stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. They respond to her voice always. Mm-hmm. And so I've always wondered, you know, when I walk in the room, they sit there and stare at me unless I have food. When she walks in the room, they're jumping on each other, meowing. It's like a party is going on.
Yep. Cats build a very specific relationship with a person, and they talk. And you talk to them, they will talk back to you. We don't always know what they're saying, but they just like a baby. When a baby's learning to speak, they say words. They know what they want.
Yeah.
They just don't know the words yet. Well, in this case, the cats do have the words. But there's an intention behind each one of those meows. Mm. We're trying to figure it out. This app will help us do that.
One of our listeners just sent us this message. Has your guest tried getting stoned with his cats? You absolutely can have a mind-blowing conversation. I can't remember any of them, though.
Yeah, that would probably be the problem.
Javier,
maybe we could record them.
That's the level we're on here. Yeah. Just so that you know, we're trying to get up to your level, but it's really hard.
He's a hip cat.
You're like the smartest guy we've ever talked to, I'm pretty sure.
All right. The link is at twodorks.com. Meow talk. And you're limiting it to, it's just house cats, right? I can't take this along with me to the zoo and poke the lion. Come on! Say something!
You can try. There might be something there. There's evidence that big cats have some similar capabilities with talking. Give it a shot, but I would say it probably wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, but do you know of? Like, dolphins supposedly have their own language.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is somebody working on that?
I don't know. I haven't seen that. I know that the data's been there for decades, that dolphins can talk to each other with their clicks. Dolphins, crows have vocabularies.
Well, I got dibs on the dolphin one for the next development meeting, man. Okay. That's mine, Javier.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to go underwater with it, put the thing in the little protective case, and go catch those clicks.
We'll sell cases, we'll sell apps, everything, man.
Javier Sanchez from Aquilon with the Meow Talk app. I hope the next time we talk to you, Javier, it's because the cats fingered Carol Baskin in the murder of her husband. I swear to God, man, you will be a savior to all.
Borrowed the car on my way to Florida to settle this now. Wait. Sincerely, Mittens.
Meow, meow. Dude, that's really cool. It's weird, right. But it's really cool.
Thanks for chatting with us.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. See you. Bye. Meow talk.
I loved it until we started talking to him, and all of a sudden I got freaked out. I got really freaked out by this. Because if your cats can tell you something, like what you said, Billy, preference in food, and it changes your behavior, now all of a sudden, I feel like the cats are smarter than I am. I mean, you could tell because you come home and they're like sharpening the knives, and then you like open the door and they jump down off the counter like, yeah, nothing's going on. Nothing to see here.
Well, primarily, it's emotion stuff now.
Yeah.
But this is where it starts. If it's somehow assigning like more specific things, like preferences.
I mean, your smart speaker can learn your preferences and even your mood, and it can scold you for swearing at it. I know I've had that happen.
I'm not programmed to say that. Well, effing learn it. It won't do that, though. But there's somebody who can alter it.
I just want to apologize to Luke. We didn't get to his questions. His email was, questions for cat weirdo virgin. How long has he been single?
He's got a wife and kids.
Has he ever seen boobs other than on the internet? You don't get this, Luke. You better get in good with this dude, because when the cats take over, he's going to be one of the few people who are going to live through the cat revolution. You better move in next door to this guy.
And he's seen all the seasons of Battlestar Galactica. So there. He's got him on Blu-ray, as a matter of fact.